Maybe Neil Patrick Harris. I'll get NPH tattooed on my butt.
Patrick Harris Diamond?
If the Calm Before the Storm Kickstarter goes to 20,000, I will get Neil Patrick Harris tattooed on my butt.
Hello out there. This is Samwise Didier, and you're listening to Hot's Cast for the Storm.
Sorry, folks, just wanted to pop in here right at the beginning to apologize for the very tardy show. Sorry it took me so long to post this. As things just got crazy last week, I didn't have a chance to edit it, and I do apologize. So, sorry about that. And before I get back, just wanted to say thank you to Kasha Parker. You are awesome. Yes, enjoy the show.
Five. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the battle begin.
Hell yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, heroes of all ages, welcome back to the Heart of the Storm. This is episode number 56 of Hot's Cast, recorded 10 p.m. on the Red Coast, 9th June 2015. Hot's Cast is the podcast for the people, the players, the heroes, covering all the awesome that is the Blizzard Entertainment Brawler, Heroes of the Storm. And if you are a new listener, because we have new players, so we might have new listeners, welcome, thank you, we love you, and again, welcome. This is a very serious business podcast where we cover nothing but serious topics, serious news, seriously. No, that's not true at all. We have no rails. We are an award-winning funniest podcast ever, according to our constituents and listeners. But we love Heroes of the Storm, and we are going to spend the next, 30 to 45 minutes geeking out on Heroes of the Storm, and you're welcome to join us. And again, welcome. I am your host, Vincent Minucci, a.k.a. Rillandoon. With me, as always, are my intrepid co-hosts. First up, we have Kaylee, a.k.a. Nerdy Char, a.k.a. I forgot to come up with a... She's got a Batman Beyond poster. No, it's not. What is that behind you? Crap. I should have come up with a better one. What is it?
Pokemon?
Oh, is it?
You're talking about this one?
Yes, that one.
Oh, that's the evolutions of Gengar from Pokemon.
Okay. I forgot to come up with crazy nicknames.
Gengar and whatever the heck the other one is. I don't know. I also forget... Well, not forgot so much as didn't remember... to get a quick and witty something. So.
Two different things. Completely forgot, didn't remember.
Yeah.
Not
two
at all
completely different. Same.
Overtime,
yeah,
does
I
that
forgot
to, you?
To write down
same
a crazy
make,
nickname,
same
but I did
model.
Not. Wait, what was it? Forgotten to, but I did not not remember. Exactly. I did not remember, but I did forget. Wait.
I did not not remember.
Yes. Yesterday, I worked 14 and a half hours, so
that's
I'm
no
still
bueno.
Recovering.
That's no
bueno. I didn't even really get a full night's sleep, and then I woke up at 5 a.m. again today to start working again. And then tomorrow, I have to be there at 6, so I'm like...
Ouch.
Yes. So yeah, that's why. And then playing this week, I'm going to just jump ahead. I've been playing a whole lot of nothing because I've been working too much.
Working is the worst game ever.
I know, but it pays well.
Depends.
It does. Unless you have a really
like
cool job, then working is definitely the best game ever.
And if you worked for Blizzard, you might like your
job. This is true.
If you work for Blizzard, that is like a lifetime of best game ever.
Yeah, Blizzard.
That
is
just epic.
Blizzard denied my application. I was pretty sad.
That stinks. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to keep applying.
Keep applying. Keep applying. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Exactly.
So you've been playing the game of life this week.
Game of life.
Game
yes.
of life. Next up, we have Mike, a.k.a. Finless, a.k.a. he doesn't even know how to play the game of life. Except that he does, because he does.
I just skip ahead.
He didn't even play the tutorial.
Yeah, I skipped the tutorial. Game of Life tutorial. What? There was a tutorial? Nobody told me. So anyway, I have a quote as usual. This one is, I believe I had a quote from him already, and I have another quote from him, Ralph Waldo Emerson. I believe one of my first quotes was by Ralph Waldo Emerson. This is a longer one. It is not 140 characters or less. I'm sorry. The characteristic of genuine heroism is its persistency. All men have wandering impulses, fits and starts of generosity, but when you have resolved to be great, abide by yourself, and do not weakly try to reconcile yourself with the world. The heroic cannot be the common, nor the common the heroic.
That was like a Braveheart speech. I'm so inspired.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Ralph Waldo Emerson. Inspiring person.
Awesome. He was a poet.
He was a poet. He was. I believe he may be from Philadelphia. I don't know that for certain.
He had a big thing about something in Boston area, though.
Oh, and we won't hold that against him. You know, that's okay. And what have you been playing this week?
I, of course, have been playing some D3. Not as much as I had before, but still playing D3. And I'm also been playing The Witcher 3 a lot. And I have been playing a lot of Heroes. Not a lot, but a decent amount of Heroes. And I've also been playing Hearthstone a little bit. So, like,
is somebody knocking on your door?
Yeah, somebody's knocking on my door.
He's like, go answer it. Feel free. Rill and I are like, what's going on?
I told the people who would be probably knocking on my door to not come over and knock on my door. And so now they're knocking on my door.
Come
on.
Jehovah's Witnesses, they're a little late.
If they are walking on the inside door of my house, that is scary.
Because they're serious. And
they really want to. They really want to get in.
Please inform the J Dubs that we're recording a podcast, please.
Yes, I am busy. Do not bother me. I am ignoring them. So yes, there is some background knocking. I actually was just sitting here going like this at the desk.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
So lots of Blizzard games and Witcher 3, which is not a Blizzard game,
but it's good. Witcher 3 is like everywhere. I just hear people talking about that nonstop.
It's wicked good.
Yeah. I have not been playing The Witcher 3. I have played a little bit of D3. Possibly when I was recording a podcast last night.
You might have been, because somebody might have been. No, actually, you were playing something else while you were recording.
I may have been playing Here's the Storm while recording Geek or Die. It's possible. I will neither confirm nor deny that.
No, so I was busy watching you record a podcast and watching you play
in my defense.
At the same time.
In
did
my defense.
Podcast suffer, or did your Heroes game suffer?
Playing AI.
It was against AI. So I was just doing a quest. I was just filling out a quest.
Every 10 minutes his cat caught on fire. It was crazy.
Yes, that is true. That is true. You know, I didn't realize you can actually hit escape and it pauses an AI match. I didn't know that.
Only if you're all AI.
All AI, that's what I mean. Yeah. It was all AI. I was AI teammates. AIs. Yeah.
Yeah.
We almost lost the second match. It was really close. And it was a 27-minute match, too. It was insane. But at least I got a decent
against
amount of...
all AI? You with all AI?
Yeah.
Or...
it was 9 AI and me. 9 AI.
What time is it? 9 AI.
9 AI. What is the H word, Nevik?
We Did have, like, sales word? And stuff we should probably talk about.
We should. Let's get on to Unless that. I've been just playing been playing things. Heroes. No, nothing but Heroes. So I've got a fancy dancy bumper that I forgot to play last week. So I'm going to play it.
So do it.
Oh, except, oh crap, I must have moved the file. Cannot be found. Shoot, I moved the file. It's not in the folder where it was. Who am I playing?
That's kind of how the soundboard works.
Social interaction irrelevant.
That. Sales and free hero rotation. Kaylee, you want to start us off?
That's a good bumper for that.
Absolutely.
Sure. Who's doing this?
I need to find that file.
I'll read it. Okay.
Okay.
So the weekly sale items for June 9th to June 16th, Taronda is $4.24. Gazlo is $3.24. Warden Taronda skin, $3.74. So you can get yourself a Taronda bundle for under $10. That is a deal.
Whoa. An unbundled bundle.
Exactly. And then Big Top Gazlo, if you want to be incredibly creeped out so every creepy. Time you play.
So creepy.
Is $4.99.
Especially if you play with Adam. With Adam, do not play as Big Top Gazlo.
No.
He will unfriend you. Like,
he will unfriend you.
Probably.
And that's like if you play with Nevik with the spider mount.
Okay, I'm like terrified of spiders, but I mean it's like doesn't even look like a spider.
It's just a mechana spider. It's
not Yeah. And am I saying that right? Shando Illidan skin?
Sure.
$4.99. And finally Magic Carpet Mount, which
you didn't say that right though.
What?
You did not say that right. The number. What? You didn't say it right.
What did I what?
You said Shando right, but you said $4.99 wrong.
Oh, sorry. Like, what are you talking about? And then Magic Carpet Mount, which is totally cool. I'm probably going
to buy it.
Also $4.99.
You have to sing that part, by the way.
$4.99? Yeah,
no.
You
don't mind? No. Magic Carpet. You don't know what we can really find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a Magic Carpet Mount?
Oh, see, I'm thinking about
Aladdin. No, dude. Get Aladdin. Freaking Steppenwolf. What's wrong with you?
I can show you the world.
That was pretty good. That was well played.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
That was really impressive.
Yeah.
By the way, BlizzCon karaoke. It's going down.
Yes. I am so on this.
It's going down, dude.
I was saying, so you missed it because actually nobody heard it because it was a private Skype conversation. But since we are no longer having a TNB, well, Will was there. I wasn't talking to myself. Okay. Will and Zia were there. I was having a private conversation with myself. I had both.
You did say private conversation. Private in
Will could do that. He has two things he does at all.
He does. He can talk to himself on Skype.
So we were saying, since we are not having a TNB party this year, that Friday is free. So instead of like going to our own party and drinking, we'll just go out and just get sloshed Friday night somewhere.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Sure, let's do it.
Sloshed.
Yes.
Till next we meet.
Exactly. And let's go over the free hero. Oh, wait. This is the rotation. Here, I can play it. I fixed it, by the way. I think. Hold on. Oh my, Diablo, that just, woof, buddy. Throat lozenge. Get yourself a throat lozenge. That's got to hurt. All right, week of Tuesday, June 9th, 2015. That means starting now, people, NAO, now, you will be fighting in every match against Jaina, Murden, Rainer, Rhaegar, Tyrael, Uther, once you reach player level 12, and Sylvanas, once you reach player level 15. So, for all the new folks, these are the heroes that are available to you this week, free of charge. You do not have to buy them. You can play them. They're available in your rotation. Once you, as a player, reach level 12, don't think that you have to reach level 12 on a specific hero. There is a player hero, a player level, and a hero level. When you reach 12, you can play Uther. When you reach 15, you can play Sylvanas. So here's a quick pro tip.
Sylvanas is awesome.
Sylvanas is amazing. For the new players, if you get each of these heroes to level 5, and you can do that in AI matches, you don't have to jump into quick match. And by the way, there's nothing quick about quick match. It just means versus. AKA Blizzard, fix that, please.
Pay.
Yes, pay. That's right. Quick match equals PvP. If you want PvE, you can level these characters. If you get them to level 5, you get 500 gold. So you can complete quests and level them to level 5. You get 500 gold, and you just start raking in that gold, and that will allow you to buy the heroes that you really love.
We need to get the quote from Bubble Boy where he's like, 500 Zala! 500 Zala! Like every time we talk about 500 gold.
Yes, I love it.
500 gold!
And Nevik is right. The only mount that Kael'thas doesn't look like a goober on is the Magic Carpet. Because he's a blood mount, so he's got that.
When I think they need a flying garbage can lid.
Flying garbage can lid. I need to get the Hearthstone card. I need it.
You know, like has the flying garbage can lid that has a little cloud underneath it.
Oh yeah, that's right. From what's it called? The dragon fight. Whatever that dragon fight was. The blue dragon. Melchizedek. No.
Melchizedek?
That's from the Old Testament. What never is mind. That? Melchizedek. Like, what do you mean was from that?
Not that. What?
Melchizedek.
Real got a visit from the Jehovah's Witnesses earlier.
What about the duck? Is it a duck?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Like Melchizedek.
Does it smell like a duck?
No. Okay, never mind.
Smell like
duck. Nevik is liking this conversation, I believe, in the chat room.
Quack.
All right.
Every week you can do that, by the way, level the characters that are free, if you have not yet.
This is
and
true.
And they're all leveled, and then you can't do it every week.
Like I have now. Although, Lili, I can, but I think I actually own her, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know. All right, let's move into current slash upcoming events and the patch notes. XP boost event. Players who log into the Americas region between the hours of 12:01 a.m. on the Blizzard Coast, that is Pacific time, on June 9th, and 11:59 p.m. again on the Blizzard Coast on June 15th, will receive a 50% XP boost. So basically for the next week, the next 7 days, pretty much starting now, right? Yeah. 10? Oh, no.
Right.
Like starting 5 hours
this morning, 3 a.m. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, right. A.m. I'm thinking p.m. Yes, you're right. Time 50, is hard.
50%. And that, guess what next week is?
What's that?
100.
100.
100. 100. 100.
100.
Yes.
100.
All right. You're up, Mike.
I am up. So, the Mayhem Begins event, which I actually just watched the VOD today so that I could talk about it because I saw I was supposed to do that. So anyway, they had a event. It seemed actually like not a big event. Like it was the actual live event was, seemed very small. It looked like it was kind of.
Oh, I saw the sign outside and it said that you have $500. And so.
What? $500? $500?
Yes, I would. Please, I would like $500.
You want $500? Yes, I want $500. $500.
Sorry, I had to play.
Maybe just the middle part where he yells $500.
It's a YouTube video. I had to just play from the beginning.
So anyway, it seemed like it wasn't like looking at the thing. It was kind of like there was like Gillyweed was there, and so it was like a lot of community members.
Yes,
and some of the players and stuff, esports and stuff. So they were the ones who were actually there. It was pretty cool. They showed they did a few matches. So they had the Heroes of the Dorm winners play Cloud9, Maelstrom, I think.
Nice.
And it was a really good match.
That's their Heroes.
Should I spoil
team. Cloud9, Maelstrom.
Should I spoil who win?
No, don't spoil who win.
Okay, go watch VOD, and yes. You see who win.
You see
and,
who win.
And win and not get $500.
no $500.
So, and then they had like some other community matches and stuff. And then they announced that the Eternal Conflict, woo! This is like a new thing. It's like an event thing they're doing. And that will be... the first thing that they're doing of these, it's going to be a bunch of them, supposedly, it's going to be a Diablo-themed thing. And the first bits and pieces, am I supposed to go over that too? I think so, right? Oh, we're going to talk about more of the stuff, but they're going to have the battlefield and then
we're not supposed battlefield. To spoil what's coming up. Stop it.
Well, no, I'm not spoiling it. I'm just saying there's a battlefield and there is a hero. And we haven't talked about what they are.
I will but yell at you in a match when it's appropriate.
They are... Yeah, you'd be like, good game, right at the beginning. So I wanted to do that today. Anyway, that's what is coming. So the other thing is that the update, as far as we know, hits the new and spectacularly awesome PTR for Heroes. What?
Nice.
On June 23rd.
It's not a real
probably
game,
is the
so
first
it has a PTR.
PTR. We will probably, most definitely, be playing on the PTR so we can bring you...
Yeesh.
What is going on with that and tell you all about these heroes and things and stuff.
I guess.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, I don't remember which website I was reading it on, but somebody called this Eternal Conflict update the first expansion of Heroes of the Storm, and I was like, I wouldn't really call it an expansion.
It's an event. It's an event.
Yeah, because they're going to continually add heroes and maps and mounts and skins and stuff, so it's not really expansion.
Someone said something about them wanting to add hero every 3 weeks or something like that.
I think that person describing it as an expansion probably has only written about and talked about WoW up until now.
Probably.
Most likely. You know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's expansions, but I mean, for MOBAs, that doesn't really exist. You would just
an event. And it's an event. I like the idea of doing this where they have the event. They have the ability to do Battleground, you know, more Battlegrounds and have that be part of the event. Have the ability to do Heroes part of the event. And really, they as they go forward, they can probably make these events even more interesting, like actually League does in some respects, where they have their special thing where, you know, certain gameplay modes that are only available at certain times, like when they're at the event. Yeah. It's very blurry.
Yes.
Sand person.
Pretty blurry sand. Autofocus.
Blurry sand person. Yes. Very blurry sand person. Very
oh, and the great thing about the PTR, if all the testing goes off without a hitch, they said that they will release the Eternal Conflict update as soon as June 30th, which is right around the corner, honestly. So get excited.
They will release the Kraken.
Let's get excited.
Bacon. Yep.
Bacon.
And so with the Eternal Conflict update, they're going to include new maps, new heroes, new mounts, and new skins from the Diablo universe, like Mike was saying. And if you want to watch that VOD that he watched earlier, there's a link in the show notes, and it's really cool. So I suggest
you're not paying attention at all.
Oh, I am. I'm purposely.
You're being very professional.
Come on, all Arthas. All of this all the time. Did you have this guy? Didn't you go to that?
Did I? I'm dropping it. I bought my camera.
Oh, there, you got that guy.
Sorry, folks, watching the video.
Isn't this one from a BlizzCon? This one from
BlizzCon. I don't know. Mine's from a Medros.
No, I don't. That's...
Yeah, you got. I don't know. I thought I got it. Maybe you weren't at that BlizzCon, nerdy.
I don't know. Medros gave me that.
I thought I got it from BlizzCon.
Got it from BlizzCon and gave it to me. I have no idea.
Could be. It's very possible.
It is very possible.
So all I'm very excited about the stuff that is coming.
Yes. So stuff is good. We like stuff.
We'll talk about it. Stuff. And you can see kind of, if you're watching the video, a little sneak peek of the things that are coming.
Yes.
Look at the background.
That's right. A little different.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't push the button. Do not push the button. And as always, links to everything we're talking about in the epic level show notes. Epic level. Skins and mounts. Skins and mounts. We talked about this a little bit last week, but we now have the official Blizzard article to link for our visitors. I was about to say visitors. You're not visitors. You're listeners. Come in. Stay a while. Listen. And visit.
A skeleton king.
Yes. But he doesn't say
blessings years. Upon you, friend.
Right. What?
Skinning the mouse.
Skinning the mouse.
So use what? I am busy.
Keep going. Playing. Keep going. Next line.
Use the Heroes of the Storm team builder through Facebook to unlock a code for the Mechano Spider, which is awesome because that's what I wanted.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I love it.
I wanted a spider. And it's pretty easy. If you are on Facebook, go to Facebook. Actually, go to the Heroes of the Storm website. There's a link there to get to the little team builder app.
Yeah.
I think you can go to teambuilder.heroesofthestorm.com to get there too. Works pretty well. You just click the button and then it takes you to Facebook. What you do is you add some of your friends as your teammates. So you view and then you add teammates. And then you go through the process if it shows you these little hex things and you can pick from three. That have different traits, and you have to assign these traits to your teammates. So you just drag them up, and then you get one for each. It's almost like the arena, making an arena deck in Hearthstone. And then they disappear, and you get three new ones. And when you're done, it will decide, based on what you picked for your teammates, which hero they should be. And then it will build your team for you. And when you are finished, you get a code for a Mechanos Spider mount.
Yes. And the Mechanos Spider has a perfect color, what do they call it? Variant. Perfect color variant to match Tassadar's really cool dark gray and purple. It looks it's dead on. It's awesome.
I don't really notice because for Tassadar, I use Mecha Tassadar. So.
All right. Well, not all of us are lucky enough to have Mecha Tassadar. So screw you and the jet you flew in on.
If you ask real nicely, one of our listeners may, you know, put money in a PayPal account.
Dude, that was amazing. I can't believe that happened. That was awesome.
Oh, wait. An FYI on this. So I tried to do it on my phone and it didn't work for whatever reason. I have a Galaxy Note 4. So it's a fairly new phone. And
yeah, this site that they use probably isn't mobile optimized.
Yeah, so I wouldn't try to do this on your phone.
Graphical site, Yeah, it's probably not touch enabled. That makes sense. Yeah. And you cannot find it if you search in Facebook. It's I tried. Hmm. I was like, I am just determined to find it. Just go to
teambuilder.heroesofthestorm.com.
I know, but I got a little OCD about it. And I was like, I should be able to
and
find it.
And you did
this.
It. And then you invited me to do it. I'm like, I already did it, man.
I know. But you play heroes, so I figured I'll use you. All right, let's go on to new heroes. Look, Swing Cat, new heroes. It's happening right now. No. The Butcher. The Butcher is the first new hero. What? What are you saying wait for?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. The Butcher is the first new hero that was announced as part of the Eternal Conflict update. You can see a demo video of The Butcher via the link in the Epic level show notes. So, yeah.
And right now, it is showing you his abilities on the screen if you're watching the video.
I can't watch the video because if I watch the video, no, you, then everybody will hear.
But people out there listening, if they're watching the video, they will see the thing of his abilities and work abilities.
I gotcha. You can talk about. Okay. All right. Well, this is the Butcher setup. His passive is Fresh Meat. You know, it's funny. The Butcher never says that, Fresh Meat. He never says that while you're fighting him in D3. Nearby minions. I'm being sarcastic, of course, but apparently none of my co-hosts noticed. Fresh Meat. His passive. Nearby enemies drop one and heroes drop three fresh meat when they die. This is kind of creepy. I can't wait to see what this looks like. Fresh. Which you can pick up to gain 1% bonus attack damage. You can hold up to 25 meat. All meat is lost on dying. 25% bonus attack damage. That's a lot. His Q is Hamstring. 50 mana, 4-second cooldown. Slams your axe down into the ground, dealing 40 damage and slowing units by 50%. The slow fades away after 2 seconds. Butcher's Brand, his W, costs 60 mana, 14-second cooldown. That's a big cooldown for a W. Deal 32 damage to an enemy and cause your basic attacks against them to heal you for 75% of the damage done for 5 seconds. Healing doubled versus heroes. His E is Ruthless Onslaught, 75 mana, 20-second cooldown. Charge at your enemy, becoming unstoppable and gaining movement speed. If you reach the target, they are stunned for 1 second and take 110 damage. Am I supposed to be going? Yes, okay. Thank you, Kaylee, for writing our awesome show. Furnace Blast is R, 75 mana, 90-second cooldown. After a 3-second delay, fire explodes around you, dealing 685 damage to enemies. Can be cast while using Ruthless Onslaught. That's his E, his dashing ability. His second R, his second ulti, is Lamb for the Slaughter. 75 mana, only a 60-second cooldown. Throw a hitching post that attaches to the nearest enemy after a 1-second delay. This deals 75 damage and causes the enemy to be chained to the post for 4 seconds. That's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, like you're going to be screwed if you are the last one running away.
Yes.
Yeah, supposedly the only thing that will break it from what I heard in the video is Johanna's trait will let her get out of it.
Right.
And
unstoppable.
There was one other thing they said would do it, and now I'm blanking on it. What other things are there that get you out? Tassadar's doesn't. What?
Sylvanas's E, her Banshee.
No.
Tassadar.
Even Illidan's.
Illidan's dive, flip, jump, whatever.
Both of Illidan's R's won't get him out of it. There was one other thing they said would get you out of it, and I don't remember what that would be. What it was. So, but that Johanna's thing is one of the things that will get you out.
I think it's going to be really important for the tanks on the opposing team to body block him away from those fresh meat drops. That's going to be like a really pro skill play for you if you can keep him from grabbing those. Because 1% bonus attack damage per is freaking gigantic.
Yes.
And
his one of the things we'll talk about it. I'll talk about it in a minute. But one of the level 20 actually changes that Lamb for the Slaughter thing. So,
the chat room is asking when will Butcher be coming out? I don't think we know that yet.
We don't know. End of the month.
If everything on the PTR test goes well, they said June 30th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And will Blink break it? Swing Cat's Blink? Asking. Is
no,
Blink.
That wasn't what.
Blink as in Blink Heel, Brightwing's Blink Heel, or as in Bolt of the Storm?
No.
Bolt won't break it. I can't imagine. Bolt really doesn't break any movement. Oh, what about.
Mostly neither will.
What about Uther's Cleanse? Will Uther's Cleanse
break
it?
Yes, that's it.
Is that it?
Cleanse and John. That's it. That's all. Trick Slayer said. That's it. So.
Nice.
So talents. Bunch of talents. Level 1. Invigorations reduces hamstring, mana costs, and cooldown on heroes. Block, which reduces incoming basic attacks. Chop meat, increase hamstrings damage to non-heroes, and increases meat drops. Collecting and vituals? I think it's vituals. Collecting fresh meat heals you. Level 4, Flail Axe increases hamstring length. Unrelenting Pursuit reduces ruthless onslaught cooldown on impact. Cheap Shot, hamstring does bonus damage to movement and impaired targets. Sorry, and Venom, which is, we all know what that does, activate to deal damage over time. Brutal Strike at 7, hamstring empowers your next basic attack. Insatiable Blade increases Butcher's Brand healing. Abattoir increases maximum fresh meat and less lost on death. And Final Assault, which increases ruthless onslaught range and adds lunge. The level 10 talents are Furnace Blast, which deals damage around you after a delay, and Lamb for the Slaughter, Chain an Enemy Hero to the Post, which we already heard about. Level 13, Burning Rage, deals damage to nearby enemies. That's a standard one. Savage Charge, Ruthless Onslaught deals extra damage. Crave Flesh, Butcher's Brand grants move speed. Spell Shield reduces incoming ability damage. And the level 16, Crippling Slam, hamstring slow, no longer fades, and lasts longer. Enrage, gain attack speed and reduces disables at low health. And Blood Frenzy, fresh meat grants attack speed. Mm-hmm. And the final level 20 talents, Fires of Hell causes your Furnace Blast to explode twice, so it goes boom boom. Slaughterhouse, which is, this is freaking amazing. Lamb for the Slaughter chains all enemy heroes.
That's just nasty.
So that's, you get dirty. A team fight. Yeah.
Dirty.
You don't want a team fight in a big ball.
In no. Before he gets a giant nerf. Because his toolkit is so OP right now.
Yeah, it's pretty OP.
Well, once he uses it, there is a decent cooldown on Slaughter, Lamb for the Slaughter, I think.
Mm, it's so, 60 seconds.
You know, if you know he's down, it's 60 seconds. That's pretty big. So if you see him use it, you know, once he's used it, then ball up and take him down quick.
Right.
Nexus Blades, at basic attack deals more damage and slow, and he does get, if you wish, although why you wouldn't get Slaughterhouse, I don't know, Bolt of the Storm, activate to teleport a short distance. So right. He does that's not really have an Blade, escape, so that may be something people will take anyway.
Right. Well, he has the movement. He has the charge, but yeah, he's recharging an
charge,
enemy.
But that's,
well, yeah. And he has hamstring. He can slow you and run away.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
Yes, he has abilities to get away, but he doesn't have anything in particular that will speed him away from you.
Right.
I feel like
having Bolt, though. Bolt is nice.
He reminds me of an assassin in like League of Legends. Their toolkit is made to take down the ranged carries.
Okay.
They're supposed to be able to just like cripple them and take them down in a couple hits.
Right.
And that's what he looks like to me. He's kind of geared. So like a Nova or a Vala would probably get creamed if they 1v1'd him.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that, certainly.
Yeah, he is definitely. Absolutely. They showed specifically that he is a good counter for Illidan. Because Illidan can't get away.
Right.
Yeah.
Slows, speed up, stuns.
You can't jump away, you can't do anything.
Heals, self-healing. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kaylee, you're up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did I say? Oh, so everybody keeps bugging Blizzard about when we're going to see Overwatch characters in the game. And Trixler was like, bro, seriously? Like, the game hasn't even come out yet, so you're not going to see them until the game comes out.
Right.
Which makes a lot of sense. Why would they put Overwatch characters in Heroes when Overwatch isn't even, like, an official game
yet? Yeah, before it even launched,
like,
no. That doesn't...
That's kind of silly.
They might put it in once it's beta.
don't know. He said not until it officially launches. Like, those were his words. So
right.
Quit bothering Blizzard about Overwatch characters.
Yep. Exactly.
Agreed.
Yes. All right, let's move over to new battlegrounds. This was also something that came up in the chat room earlier. The Battlefield of Eternity was announced at BlizzCon 2014. I don't know if it teased, maybe. Teased.
Well, I mean, they showed it to us.
Sure.
They showed the original view of it, but not the view people who are watching the video see right now.
Exactly.
Which is the actual battleground.
Yes. And it will now officially be released as part of the Eternal Conflict update. It will be a two-lane map with a team fight-centric mechanic. I love it. I cannot wait.
Centric being the term.
Yes.
The real... Because it's in the center.
It's in the center. Yes, true. It's going to be another knife fight in a closet type scenario.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, for sure.
It's kind of sort of. Not that close, but knife fight in a really big closet.
Knife fight in a walk-in closet.
So, speaking of that, so the idea of that is that in the middle of the map, so I'll go back to putting the map up in the thing here. So in the middle of the map, I can't point to it, but very, very in the center, if you're watching the video, there are these four circles in a circle, right? Range around each other. Randomly when you're playing, there's a timer. Once the timer runs out, one immortal from both sides will spawn randomly in the circles in there and start attacking each other. Your job is to get one of the immortals to be dead, and then the winning immortal will join its team in lane to help push. So it's pretty cool. When you get to 50% for the immortals, they actually do this cool anime style flashy attack each other in the middle, like cutscene-ish thing.
Do they yell Hadouken? And sure,
I didn't notice when they were playing, but it's very possible.
Does a really cool J-pop song start playing?
Doesn't even say Hadouken. You don't see little like sweaty, you know, drops coming from the side of.
Does
the
it head. Tell you what the scouter says about his power level?
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. Yeah. And then when you kill one, it like gets these swirlies in his eyes. He doesn't really die. No, that's not true. He really dies. So and then he helps you. It's pretty cool. A lot of
see today's reflected in each SG.
Okay. So anyway,
I was muted.
Sometimes
I sound like that.
I'm happy that I gave him a soundboard. So what?
What?
And then the other thing is the siege golem camps are actually Khazra, which are pretty cool.
Nice. You
know what those are?
Very nice.
There's a bunch of stuff about that.
Yes.
If you read,
Nevik is having a field day in the chat, yelling about neckbeards and feathered angels and. Pfft. So, if he sends me a link as to what he's referring to, that will definitely go in the show notes. Does the background change? That's a good question, Crayhen.
No,
it does not. It does not.
Unfortunately,
shift side to side.
They did talk about how they had to actually change some of their tech to make this map because it has two separate tile sets.
Right.
They use two full tile sets on the map where it's much more difficult to do that than what they had been doing for all the other maps.
Right.
So they are there, but they does not modify in any way in the background. However, each side has its own set of minions, I think,
that is cool
for that side.
Very nice. We'll take it. So, we will take it.
Yep, yep. So the bruiser camps are two dogs and a shaman that will resummon the dogs until he dies. So he's like Golemag, the incinerator from Molten Core.
Yep.
Don't focus the dogs. Focus him. And so apparently there are going to be some Easter eggs that are going to be added to the map. But they're not letting us see those now. They're not going to release them until whenever the map comes out, which is hopefully June 30th.
Good. We like suspense. We like being kept in suspense.
No, I was always the kid who wanted to know what was in the Christmas presents.
I like being kept in suspense, and then you two are a bunch of bah humbug, show me now, I don't want to be surprised people. And what the heck?
If you tell me now, I'll be surprised now.
There you go, see?
I don't need to be surprised later. I don't need the anticipation. It's not necessary. Anticipation. Don't need that. But I can be surprised now. I promise.
What makes it better? It does. Yeah. No? Okay.
That's
fair enough. It's a bah humbug to both
some,
you.
Yes,
bah,
that's what she said. Humbug. Some anticipation makes it better. Some
yes.
is just anticipation.
Yes, bah humbug. That's what I say, bah humbug.
And you want to see a demo video of Battlefield of Eternity, you can check it out in the link in the show notes.
Battlefield.
Yes.
They need a song links. For
we have show notes.
Battlefield of Eternity.
Here, wait, I can play it. You ready? I'll play it. You ready?
Hold on.
You can see today's reflected in each costume.
I like K-pop better.
I like K-pop as well. That was
because
the theme.
Psy is like the best thing ever.
Yes. Oh, there's other much better K-pop than Psy. Much, much better. No. Maps are going to be free. They won't charge for the maps.
Free.
Nope.
Yeah, maps, that would be weird.
Maps will never
charge
be charged for.
How could you do that? You can't do that.
I mean, I guess they could. Hey, am I really quiet, by the way? I'm getting worried.
You are.
I'm looking at my
there
levels.
Have been, you're getting far like away. Quiet. You have a different mic thing.
I'm not that far. I'm actually pretty close. I'm only like...
Just it looks like a can of something, a jar of something with a fuzzy.
It's a jar of pickles with a clown's nose.
It looks
on
like a jar of pickles with a.
Real, did you eat all your Vegemite yet?
No. Oh, you know what? Hey,
did you try with bread of instead of crackers?
Beware that. The Vegemite.
Yeah, I wonder who sent that. We know
that
who
is
sent
the best.
That. We know who sent that. Actually,
beware
I do know who sent that because I got the email.
Vegemite.
But, yes, no, I have not eaten all of it. I actually plan on eating more tonight. But A, we're rushing. And B, we actually have to get wrapped up because we're rushing. And C,
we're rushing.
I feel like crap right now. I am loaded up with Benadryl. I am all allergied out. So,
his level of Benadryl is over 9,000.
Yes, the level of Benadryl in my system is over 9,000. So,
it's a lot.
It looks like a beer holder cup. That's funny to keep my hands warm. Yes. Actually, that's it. Unless you guys have anything else, let's wrap this puppy up.
Nope.
All right. So definitely check out the Eternal Conflict update and event. This is really cool. Awesome show notes. Awesome links are going to be in the show notes. So you can check out all the information. And that is that. So with that, let's head to the wrap up. You can follow the show on Twitter at Hotscast. I am at Rillandoon. Kaylee is at NerdyChar. And Mike is, of course, at Fimless. Head to the show's homepage at hotscast.com for links to our Facebook, Google+, YouTube pages, show notes, videos, and more.
Vigios?
You can email the show at hotscast.
Vegemite-yos?
Vegemite-yos. Vegemite-yos. That's good. I like that.
That should be like Vegemite breakfast cereal.
Yeah. No, that'd be awful. That's terrible. You can email the show at hotscast@gmail.com. And for all the services you can possibly think of that relate to a podcast, you can find us as Hotscast, and you can leave us a review. Help us out. That would be awesome. We would appreciate it. Don't forget, Con Before the Storm is coming. The Con Before the Storm is coming. So head to @ConBeforeStorm on Twitter or ConBeforeTheStorm.com to get a link to the awesome Kickstarter that is going right now. We are dangerously close, 4 days away to the end, and we are dangerously close to the 16,000 mark. And it is possible that I may be willing to get tattooed if we get to, let's say, 20,000. Maybe. Possibly.
Vegemite tattoo?
Vegemite. Or the Nard Dog on my bum. I don't know. We'll see.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
I'll get a Nard Dog on my
butt. I think
you
need a Khazra.
A Khazra. That would be interesting, too. That would be interesting, too. So definitely check that out at ConBeforeStorm and ConBeforeTheStorm.com. Of course, as always, we are part of Catalyst Gaming, a division of D20 Crit. So go to d20crit.com for all the freaking awesome podcasts that are part of the network. We love everybody there. They're awesome. And we would love you to join us in that network. It's awesome. We love it. You'll love it. Do it. And that's all. So until next time, folks, I am not getting a Neil Diamond tattoo. Nevik, not a chance, not going to happen. No. Until next time, never stop asking yourself that question. Who is your hero? Cheers.
Oh, shit.
Nuclear launch detected.
Maybe Neil Patrick Harris. I'll get NPH tattooed on my
Patrick
butt.
Patrick Harris Diamond?
If the Calm Before the Storm Kickstarter goes to 20,000, I will get Neil Patrick Harris tattooed on my butt.